If you didn't know, on Thursdays, we usually spotlight relationships, speaking about the beauty of relationships, how to do relationships well, but also sometimes we talk about the heartache found in relationships and how this is something that we experience so often. So many different people have different stories about relationships. And I'm curious to hear from you, your thoughts when it comes to speaking about parent and child trauma and hurt and brokenness of that relationship, particularly in a space where you're speaking from, man, Khosi, I've come on the other side and now I'm experiencing the restoration of my relationship with my parents, my relationship with my kids, with my wife and my parents, etc. And this is something that I know is not easy for a lot of people, but I do know that for some people it's saying, Khosi, I want to be able to experience it, but I don't know what to do. Got a message from Margaret, who sends a message saying, yo, Khosi, it's been 2 years of not speaking to my sister's son. It hurts me and I wish I could know how to handle that. And a place that so many people stay in. And joining me this afternoon to help us navigate this conversation is Thabo Lephoto, who is a clinical psychologist, no stranger to the show, to help us understand how we can heal and restore parent and child relationships. Thabo, welcome back to Drive 3 to 6. It's good to have you, my brother.
Thank you for having me back, man.
Thabo, I mean, you know, this conversation is one of those things that you want to avoid, but at the same time, you need to speak about so that we can find wholeness and just come to a better place as a people. What have you found out to be some of the things that causes this friction sometimes between a parent and child, or a spouse and the other spouse's parent? What usually causes this friction?
In a lot of cases, what I have noticed in practice is that those traumas have impacted in the way that they raise their children. But beyond that, the issue about trauma is that it sort of like locks you in a particular stage of your life, that it becomes difficult for you to go beyond that, go beyond you not just being a mother, but also understanding that I have to be a friend, not, you know, you going beyond being a father and understanding that my son is going to go through changes and I have to allow those changes happen at the time that is right for my son or right for my daughter, whatever the case may be. So you find that the friction comes in when there's a resistance to change that comes from parents in some cases. And in some cases you find that, well, children are also, you know, being children, and they test parents' limits. And the times at which they test those limits, conflict arises. And unfortunately, in most cases, there isn't a way or skills that are taught where parents and children can then, after conflict, know how to go back to each other. And when they miss that opportunity to go back to each other, that's when the crisis within the family starts to unfold, and it just keeps on getting worse and worse and worse. So one can just say that one, trauma really affected a lot of our parents and affected the way in which they raise their children. Two, some of parents do not go with the phases and the changes that children go through in order for them to grow, be responsible, and know how to be or stand on their, you know, stand and be able to be responsible for themselves. And three, not knowing how to go back to each other, especially after moments of conflict. Yeah. There's more points that one can come up with, but I think those three have always come up at the top.
I think this last one especially, many of us will look back over our lives and realize we don't have the tools of how to go back to each other after there's been some conflict in the relationship. But is it possible that every relationship that experiences that friction, that it will experience restoration? Is that something that is one can guarantee?
I think the most beautiful thing about people is their capacity to go back to a point of love and to a point of we can forgive each other for what has happened to each other or what we have done to one another. There are points and moments of restoration. The unfortunate thing is that there are certain expectations that people may have sometimes, which those expectations are not really practical. And when we start having impractical expectations, we are only making or exaggerating the conflict. For instance, you just fought with your parent, right? Because your parent wanted you to wash the dishes at the time that they wanted you to wash the dishes. And for whatever reason, you probably stayed longer using your phone, and that was probably the cause of the conflict. One has to always go back to the other and say, I was wrong. I wasn't supposed to do that. But in moments like that, it never usually pans out that way, because there's this thing that I've noticed with a lot of couples where saying sorry or can you please forgive me, there is a level of they're going to think I'm weak when I do this. Then you gaslight the other person or rather making them feel as though they are the reason why there is conflict. Then the restoration gets pushed a little bit backwards.
Yeah.
And there's so much conflict that then starts to, you know, creep in and it just keeps on bubbling, and there's this snowball effect that keeps on happening. But is there restoration that can happen? I believe so.
You know,
it just takes people to, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm assuming you're going to say it takes people who are willing to actually put in the effort. There's a voice note that I want to play for you.
Yes.
Now, where I think there's so many people that might be able to find themselves in this place. And I think it will segue into the next question that I have for you. Have a listen to this voice note.
In a process of restoring relationships between my wife, my sister, my parents, and everybody around me, they've not been the best of relators in a long time. And imagine the pain as a husband of going through where your family does not relate with your wife. Very painful. But I pray to God that this relationship may be restored, because, yeah, you know, you don't want to have a family where people don't relate with your wife, your wife does not relate with your biological family. It's very, very painful. But, yeah, I hope this thing gets restored.
So, you know, Thabo, this voice note, it's so painful. Wife and sister and parents are not in agreement, and everyone else that's around that. And so many people are going, man, this is such a difficult place, particularly when it comes to being the adult child and dealing with your parent. What are some of the first steps that one can take to repair that relationship? Because now, at least fortunately, versus when you're a child, you're a little bit are able to process emotional, you have a little bit more emotional intelligence versus when you were younger. What are some of the first steps, or maybe the first two things rather, that you could say, these are the first two things that you want to try to do when there is a little bit of a strain in a relationship?
I think with the case that you've made me listen to, it becomes quite complex in such instances, without also understanding the root cause of what may have led to this. But I'll bring in an anecdotal, or rather something that I've seen happening in practice, where some conflicts arise when the man doesn't become, doesn't create boundaries, safe boundaries between the wife, and also safe boundaries between the family, right? One, as a man, you must know that the person that you're bringing into your family, they're not going to love them the way that you love them, right? But you have to create an environment or an atmosphere where each learn to respect each other, right? They don't have to love your wife because they don't see what they see, what you see in them. But you can create, you know, those boundaries. I've seen instances where the man allows the family of the wife to disrespect the wife, and vice versa, where the wife's family openly disrespects the husband without the wife coming in. The biggest things that one can do is to understand the root cause of what may have actually created this. And the man has to be honest with himself and say, what part did I play in making, you know, what part did I play that has resulted in my family not wanting my wife and my wife not wanting my family? And from there on, take up those steps and those initiatives to say, in me repairing the relationship, it means that I have to call people into order. Whether it was my wife who was wrong, then I call her into order in my private with her. Then I go talk to my family and require respect, not love, because that's where we also lose it. We want our families to love our partners the way that we love them. And that's basically not going to happen the way that you want it to happen. And vice versa, where now as a man, I have to go into my family and get them to respect my partner.
Let's speak to someone who's been through that space, Thabo, as we wrap up. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I've got so much to still ask you. But let's speak to someone who's been through that space. When do they know that it might be helpful to involve a therapist or a counselor or a mediator in between to help start the conversation and help them to be able to find each other?
Immediately when there's conflict. I think especially at to this magnitude, I think this is where now you need to get a family therapist to come in and mediate. What is very important is that in some other cases, and the thing is, this topic is very, very big and wide, and the time but the therapist, one of the works that they're going to do is to go into the root cause, okay, of what is actually, you know, making the family not to like or respect each other. So immediately as a man, if you can see that you don't have or you lack the proper tools and structures to inform such things, I would definitely say that at that particular moment, go there before it becomes too much that you don't even know how to reconcile the family. When you can see that, you know what, my sister looked at my partner in this way and my partner said, your sister did this and I don't even know what to do about that. Look, just go. Start there. If your wife said something and your sister said, oh no, why is she doing whatever, 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 and you know that you don't have the proper tools to really work on this, go and seek professional advice.
Yeah, no, Thabo, like you're saying, this topic is one of those that we could really air out for a while.
It's
but
criminal. It's criminal that we have so much left time.
But thank you.
It's
thank
criminal.
You. I am so grateful that you've helped so many people who may have been feeling imprisoned by the fact that they think that it's a reflection of them. But also, it's also encouraging to be able to know that there is help and hope, that there can be restoration in areas where they just feel like, man, I'm stuck. And to know that it is okay and actually very necessary to call and ask for professional help to help and mediate between the two. And you said something so pivotal where you speak about, you know, also recognize if you have a part to play and not just always see what the other person is doing, but we sometimes have a part to play. Thabo, thank you so much. Always so ready to jump into these tough conversations in so little time. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much for having me, man.